Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All rise, the Lieutenant Commander is here. Nerd Patrol, gather. Tim Russ is here.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're dreamy and you sing. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Okay.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you guys for having me.
Because you know how I am, Travis. You shouldn't have sent me this. The first headline of an article about you is, "Don't call Star Trek actor Tim Russ a Trekkie." Trekkie!
Nerd!
You're the second Trek cast member we've had down here in the last few weeks.
That's right.
Wilson Cruz from Star Trek Discovery was in.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't, you know what? I'm a fan of you. Anything with the word star in it, I'm out. I don't know. You are fantastic. I watched clips of you all day long. Not just as an actor, as a singer.
Thank you.
Funny, we told Frangela you were coming on. They were both like,
which, by the way, you're one degree of separation away from them, because Francis was Miley's bodyguard on Hannah Montana.
Was he? She was. Wow.
She was Roxy. Was her character's name?
Yes.
I think?
Right.
She was Miley's bodyguard, and then you were also with
House Sparks
on Lab Rats.
Another House sexy
liberal. Sexy liberal.
That was great too. Yeah. He was just kick to work with.
So you're fantastic. So let's start, because he knows that I don't watch any, but you are a great actor. So Lieutenant Commander Tuvok.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Uh-huh. I should have given you some.
He's a Vulcan.
I'm not going to pretend that I'm a Trekkie. I don't.
No, we know
anything about it.
Everyone knows she only watches Rachel Maddow.
Star Trek Voyager, but everyone else in the universe that we told he was coming was like. Even the men sounded like...
Yes.
That was me.
That was you.
That I got the email from like, last week or 2 weeks ago.
That's who I booked.
Did Travis back up the... Did you throw out the Spaceball stuff as well or no?
She's probably seen Spaceballs.
I love Spaceballs. Wait, hang on a second. I told you the background check on you went, you know, a little sketchy, but mostly fine. The FBI background check. Okay. But yeah, wait a minute. Hang on. Where is that? Where is my favorite line in Spaceballs? What was what did you say?
We ain't found shit.
Yeah, that's it. And then you were combing a planet with an afro comb.
That's right.
Looking.
Or Amy Klobuchar's fork.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, when they asked you to do this, you'd be like, racist? Okay, funny. All right. I'm combing a planet with an afro comb? Okay.
It was hysterical.
Okay. Yes.
It is funny. I loved Spaceballs. That's my kind of humor, though. So, wait a minute. So you've been, but you were also, you've been extensively involved in the Star Trek franchise. You played like a bunch of roles before
a bunch
you got
of different characters.
Yeah, the big. Yeah.
It was over a period of 7 years from the time I booked the first guest star role on Next Gen. So, yeah, it was only.
Okay.
Okay. I just want to get to your Twitter feed at some point.
Also,
look
I
look at that. That's like catnip
though.
To me, because he's so political and he's like my.
That's why I booked him.
He's like my spirit Twitterati now. Because he says everything I think about Trump. And
Well, yeah. I didn't.
He knows how before we started taping Happy Hour, I was like, what did that orange motherfucker do now? Right? Isn't that your day?
That's pretty much every day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I just talked Travis out just before I came down. I said the same thing. It's like, you know, it is, there isn't a day that goes by. There isn't a day that goes by.
Right.
I'm thinking about this and or talking to somebody about it, or it's tweeting or it's texting or it's emailing. It's inescapable at this point.
You know what it is? Okay, I'm going to Star Trek nerd out. So the scene with you and Kate Mulgrew, right, where she's going to try to crush the other ship like a tin can, and you're like, Captain, this is illogical. This is not. This is too rash. You are going to. We are at. I don't know. What is it? Fucking nerd bytes. I mean, we're at 75 nerd gigabytes. We can't sustain it, Captain. She's going to blow. Okay, now I'm doing Scotty.
Yeah, the subspace anomaly is going to explode. It's yeah.
Right, there's that's him. That. Every that's day, we're like, that. You can't, what the fuck? No, you can't close the border. No, don't take healthcare away from, what? No.
Yeah, it would be a great animated parody to have him as the giant orange ship
right.
out there.
Yes.
The alien ship that's about to right. destroy the planet.
And you're just there, I cannot advise this. I don't, Captain, you are, no.
And you can't avoid being pulled into his gravitational force.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Well, at his size, no, you cannot. You would go into orbit around.
So, okay, yes. So Travis and Chris are just because I'm all of my best impressions are dead, including Catherine Hepburn.
Right.
So, Captain, right? Kate Mulgrew
is your last one.
I was like, you're Catherine. You can turn your
Captain Janeway is
Captain Janeway.
Janeway, whatever the fuck. Okay, listen, nerds.
I was like, wait a minute. We can make this relevant, Stephanie. We can actually make you based on someone who's. Still alive and still
because
acting.
Because she's playing Katharine Hepburn on the Broadway stage.
Yes, she did.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, she was.
She looks and sounds just like her, even in that scene
exactly.
with you.
Exactly.
Let's redo the scene. I'll play her. Okay, go
ahead. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Say something. I don't
know. Captain, we have a subspace anomaly.
You got a great big chip on your shoulder, and it's very unattractive. I'm going to get on that planet, and I'm going to ride. What? Come on, work
beautiful.
With me.
Yeah.
Oh, we're still in the scene.
Oh,
yes,
sorry.
Yes, and. Yes, and.
Yes, I was enjoying the Kate Hepburn.
Stay in the scene with me. Stay in the moment.
Yes, should transport down.
All Captain. Right. Yes. All right. We have to transport down. I'm going to transport down.
You're my knight in a shining space suit. All right, I'm done.
I was dating a Trekkie when Voyager premiered, and so we had to sit down and watch UPN that night to watch the premiere of it. Yes, in the early to mid 90s or whenever it was.
It was like 95.
It was 94. Yeah, I started in 94.
Yeah, okay.
On the UP, we call it the U-Pretend Network.
Yes,
it was so bad. Oh my goodness.
But that show was the biggest thing that the UPN had.
Well, that's what that was their anchor.
Yeah,
that was
the only thing the UPN launched. Had.
Yeah, that was just about the only thing.
All right. Okay, why am I not allowed to call you a Trekkie? It says Russ went into Voyager as a dedicated Trekkie with an extensive knowledge of Vulcan lore.
Well,
nerd.
Here's the thing, and I'm sure that you know some of us would remember. Obviously, growing up, we only had three networks to watch.
Mm-hmm. I remember channels. That, and you yes. had to get up from the couch to change the channel.
Yeah, the knob and the you know,
and then you had to fix the rabbit ears if you were already up.
Yeah, and in fact. It was three shows. It was Gilligan's Island, I Love Lucy.
It was a 3-hour tour.
Trek. Yes,
it was only supposed to be a three.
And they had all those things that they brought with them.
What?
They brought trunks with them.
Trunks with them.
With clothing.
How did they know?
All kinds of
it's
things.
Like they
for 3
knew.
Hours. Yeah, and so yeah, that Star Trek was one of the shows. I could quote you just as many episodes of Gilligan's Island as I could Star Trek. It's just a matter of. That's what was on. We watched the
Brady Bunch. Brady Bunch for me.
By the time I end up, you know, reading for the thing, I'm already familiar with
right.
the. I've seen it a million times. That's all we had.
Yeah.
And maybe a Twilight Zone marathon at the end.
We thought like Kirk. That's the way everyone acted, like William Shatner. That was
That was. Open that hatch.
Yeah. Oh. Everyone used that exact same style to audition in the 70s.
For the next 20 years.
Like, yeah. Are you doing Kirk? Why?
Why?
No, don't. That's weird. Okay. So, wait a minute. You were born in Washington, D.C. Me too.
Excellent. I was only there for a minute. I was an Air Force brat. So
yeah, I know. Yeah. Right. You ended up in Turkey because you're obviously a terrorist.
Yeah. Obviously.
Right.
Yep. And Asian as well. Yeah. I work in
Air Force Taiwan. Brat, right?
Air Force yeah. brat, yeah. yeah. And yours, your father was the Air Force?
A terrorist.
What? Oh. Your father.
Oh, my father was a friend for vice president, yes, and was yes. A congressman and a, yeah. Chairman of the RNC. It's not important now. Listen, you owned a lot of dogs growing up. That's the important thing because my dogs already accosted him, didn't they?
Yeah, Jamie jumped on him.
Yeah, yeah, right at the doorway.
Because,
yeah.
you know.
That's a just big saying. Dog.
Yes, yeah, very
really
big.
Really big dog. Yikers.
Well, you're a fairly nice-sized man.
Oh, my God. Really? Stephanie, he knows you're
Have you
me.
Seen him sing? Have you seen him sing?
I have
Have
not
you heard
seen,
his voice?
I have
All right,
not.
Well, then shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Okay. No, but you know, we've talked about this before with not just with Wilson Cruz, right, but also with Greg Grunberg, right, just about, like, you know, in general, you were talking about just there are themes in these, like, we joke about nerds and space stuff and yes. blah, 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 but you said they had social commentary, mm-hmm. the original Star Trek, you said, and to a black kid growing up in the turmoil of the 60s, the issues the show tackled hit close to home. Gene Roddenberry dealt with the conditions of what was happening. I was very much aware, obviously, what was going on with the turmoil of civil rights in Vietnam, and that was all brought out in his stories. And I think people sort of overlook that. We look back now and go, oh, that yeah. was edgy. That was yeah. political.
Yes,
it for
was.
The times.
Totally, 100%. I mean, he pitched the show initially as a Western in space because the executives right. at the time didn't understand what the hell was going on. They didn't understand his stories. And well, he just, that's a Western in space. But what he really wanted to do was dress up the social issues in the form of humans and aliens.
Right.
So the aliens could play these characters and the interaction between them, they could tell the story. So it was about race or other things. In our show, we did the same thing. We did life after death issues. We did origins, evolution. We
you mean, did you mean oranges?
Yeah.
Trump would say. Mango Unchained would say.
Oh, man.
Did
I had
you
to listen,
steal that from
I had
me?
To listen to that.
You called him Mango Unchained on Twitter. That's mine. Did you?
Of course. Yeah. A lot of the stuff that I quote on Twitter comes from your
Thank you.
Show.
Thank
yeah.
You. You complete me.
Absolutely.
I say it here, it comes out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. It's hysterical.
Okay.
Yes, I had to play that back to listen. I had listened because I thought I heard oranges.
You did.
Orange. And I wasn't sure.
He's a fucking lunatic. He's obviously having a goddamn nervous. He's got dementia. He's on Adderall. He's got to fucking be removed.
I told Travis it's a matter of, you know, nature has a tendency to repeat herself over long periods of time. And you know, the same way, you know, we can draw the analogy of the worst tyrant we had in the last century, which was Hitler. Hitler, you know, he tried to kill himself a couple of three times. They tried to kill him 20 or 30 times. It wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Nature is going to repeat herself over and
yeah.
over.
Yeah, like
and
fucking over. Cockroaches, and the evil ones.
Yeah,
right?
it's yeah. evil ones. And we get, and yeah. once in a while we get the really good ones,
yeah.
you know, and it just doesn't come every day. In between, this is just going to be the normal whatever. But
mm-hmm.
every once in a while, you get these giant waves. And hell, it's the same thing at the beach. The yeah. waves come in, and all of a sudden, there's a really big one, and then there's a bunch of... This is what we have.
Yeah.
And we're faced with absolutely the worst possible circumstance. And what is fascinating
like,
to me
Clayton.
Is, what is history right? well, what is history going to be like? How will they look back at this moment in history? How will it be recorded, and how will it be
yeah.
referred to? That's what I would like to see.
Yeah. I mean, that's really interesting because I did a town hall with Tom Steyer last night in Adam Schiff's district, and woman stood up with pulled her thing off, had a Latinos for Trump t-shirt, furled a big, you know, Trump 2020 sign, you know, accent, everything. And you're just like, okay, we're living in two realities, and their reality is like, he is just great and not racist and doing great and is not in any way a criminal. Or a Russian asset, and we're just like
same thing with you know, African Americans who are standing there cheerleading for him and standing. And I'm looking at him going, you know, it has to be again in nature a random mutation. That's mm-hmm. what it is. We have random mutations. Mm-hmm. They are random mutations.
Yeah.
That's it.
So okay, so now you're talking science.
That's a recessive.
I'm sorry,
gene. That's a recessive gene.
That is one of my. That is what I do.
Hold that thought, Tim. I'm going to go put on a Tim Russ album and nestle into my Casper mattress.
Oh, dear.
Right? Casper mattress.
I mean, it sounds like a good way to snuggle down.
Mm. Well, we know what, right, Chris?
Uh-huh.
Your Casper, same as mine.
It's
4 layers of pressure-relieving foam for all-night comfort, softer under your shoulders, firmer under your hips for healthy alignment and extra support.
Uh-huh, for sexy time.
Pushing. Better for pushing. What? Huh? Hmm? Okay. Oh. Listen, this is happy hour. I can talk dirty about my Casper if I want to. Yeah. Hi, Casper. Okay. Plus, breathable foams designed to keep you cool all night, even no matter how much you're dreaming about Tim Russ or whoever your current crush is. Hmm? Just saying. You also get free shipping and free returns on all mattresses, so don't listen to me. Well, you don't either. Either of you, do you?
No, not really. Huh?
But I do believe that Casper is a good mattress.
Yeah. Well, okay. You don't need to. Trust me. You try it yourself 100 nights in your own home, risk-free, right? You'll love sleeping on a Casper as much as we do. Go to Casper.com. Type in Stephanie. You get $100 toward the purchase of select mattresses. Casper.com. The code is Stephanie. Boom. $100 off.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Additional fees may apply for Alaska and Hawaii. Terms and conditions apply. Casper.com. Yeah. So, boom, there I am, nestled into my Casper. What am I going to watch? You know what I'm going to watch. Thursday on the CW from executive producer Ben Stiller and the director of The Big Sick comes the highly anticipated new series, In the Dark.
Oh.
Right?
It sounds scary.
Mm? It is. Oh, listen to this. Meet Murphy Mason, a sardonic, sexually promiscuous, hard-drinking 20-something who's drifting through life without a semblance of direction, yeah, which has nothing to do with the fact that she's blind.
What? See, this doesn't sound scary. That sounds like fun.
I'm hooked already. For Murphy, the big problem with being blind is that you can only judge people by their personalities. Her only two friends are Jess, her ride-or-die roommate, and Tyson, a drug-dealing teenager who once saved her life. When she's not at work, barely holding down the job she hates, Murphy can be found drinking at her favorite bar and bringing men home from it in her drunken, hot mess of a life. It's about to take a turn for the worse when Tyson suddenly turns up dead.
What?
Murder.
What? Wait a minute.
Murder. What?
No one told me Tyson was going to die.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Spoiler alert.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. When the police can't seem to be bothered with investigating her friend's murder, the only way Murphy can keep from falling apart is to figure it out herself. She begins to head down a dark path, asking questions that may ultimately get her into serious trouble. Mm. Equal parts comedy, heart, and suspense. It's the show with all the feels. From a whole new perspective, catch the new series, In the Dark, Thursdays on the CW, or anytime on the free CW app. And now back to Tim. Timmy.
Kind of
can
nerd
you
out
cue
about
up the
science.
Nerd... clip again,
I'm
please.
Sorry. That, I
Star
love science.
Star Trek and influenced me to adopt science as a hobby. I'm an amateur astronomer.
Nerd!
That's cool.
That's cool, though.
That is cool.
Yeah, I am.
What does that mean as a hobby? What do you?
Amateur astronomer. I have four telescopes that I own.
Oh,
and
course you
I
do.
Belong to Los Angeles Astronomical Society. I'm up at Griffith Park.
Want to go to the observatory together?
Yeah.
It's a 20-minute hike from
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it's really
it's a 20-minute
right
hike. Will you sing to me?
I usually drive because I have to carry the telescopes. But
nerd.
I have,
let's go.
I'm sorry.
They have some telescopes up there, I hear.
I am knee-deep in science and all of the sciences, including ancient history and a few other things.
Oh, cool.
That's what I do. That's what I live on.
Can I watch Uranus with you sometime?
You can watch my anus anytime.
What? Oh, thank you.
I think we got a podcast title.
I'm practicing nerd pickup lines. You never know. Okay.
So. By the way, you would never do that stuff because that requires going out at night.
That is true.
For Tim, I will do it.
On a Friday.
All right. Now, you had two younger siblings. What was your life like as an Army brat? That actually is fascinating. You lived everywhere, including Niagara Falls. Slowly I turned. I'm from Buffalo.
We left just about 6 months before the big earthquake in the 60s there in Anchorage.
Oh, yeah. I was born in 61, so I don't recall the big earthquake.
It was just before that. It was moving around every 2 years or so.
How about the Blizzard of 77, though?
Oh, no.
Yeah. When you only had three channels.
In the old days.
They gotta be inside all day because of the snow. Okay.
Yeah. I grew up in a heavily military area in Virginia, and a lot of my friends would only be my friends for 2 years because they'd be there for two years.
And there was no Facebook, and there was no Twitter.
And that's the same now, but only because of his repugnant personality.
There's that. Yeah.
And we had a phone with a cord on it.
Yes, we had it.
I'm Captain Cunter from Cunter
What's
Town.
What's going on with you today?
What? I don't know. I'm like the captain of the starship Cunt. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Donald Trump has made me mean, Tim. I can't take it anymore. I can't take the chaos. I can't take the meanness, the horror. Like, you complete me on Twitter because you keep saying all the same stuff that I'm saying. Like, he is inciting and exporting hate and violence. You said the New Zealand shooter supported Trump as a symbol of white identity, motivated by white supremacists here in the States. He actually used the word invaders and invasion when referring to immigrants, exactly as Trump has done. Enough said. Okay. You said it's no joke anymore, folks. People have died and been threatened by the corrosive rhetoric of Mango Unchained. He is the enemy of the people. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think I tweeted something today, as it were, that was, I was trying to warn people that, you know, the biggest thing that has occurred, even along with everything else that's a disaster right now, is that the fact that we don't, the information, your society, your people in your society have to rely on information. And if all that information is tainted, if all of it is, a lot of it is corrupt, a lot of it is propagandized, you don't know, people do not know what they are listening to, what they are seeing. I mean, it's not just this idiot standing up there blabbing a bunch of nonsense. It's also other sources that people might get information from that is bogus. It is just flat out propaganda. It's flat out created by somebody to make it look like something else. So now, because of that,
my mom watches Fox and News. I can see why she thinks he's doing great.
Right, man. That is what is killing us. I mean, honestly, that's what's killing us. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't know, if you just try to access information and you can't critically think about it, or, you know, just use common sense in some cases, or double check whatever those sources are. You know, today, the stuff with this idiot with the windmill crap that he stood up there and said.
I was just going to say, you being into science, I'm like, really? The sounds from windmills cause cancer? Like, you're putting that information out there.
It's totally bogus.
And many people totally believe that because it's the president saying it.
It's wind. You have to.
He tweeted, whenever was that about, you know, vaccines cause autism, and now we have a worldwide epidemic of measles, including in the United States.
Yeah. And the stuff with the windmills turns out that, yes, he was sued the Scottish government because they put the windmill farm within sight of his country club.
Yes.
And he sued them because he thought that because it spoiled the view. And, of course, he lost the lawsuit. That's why he doesn't like the windmills.
You're a commander, and I'm just saying, you're fighting Fox News lasers in space.
Really? We could actually put together
It's an episode. It really is an episode.
Incoming. The bullshit is incoming.
Yeah, the Trump ship is on. Trump ship is approaching. Should we put up the shields? Put the shields up. The double shields. Tampax shields. Put up anybody's kind of shields. Just stop
Commander
it.
Commander Louise.
Commander Louise Tuvok.
It's true, though. It really is, man. I was saying this. I hugged the Latina Trump lady because I got to hug my mom. She's broke her hip. She's 96. Like, we got to fucking... How do we take this country back? Tim, when this is over and we have friends or family that we love, how do we fucking rescue them from Fox News and the misinformation and that, no, he is actually a criminal and he is actually a traitor and he is actually horribly incompetent and likely insane.
I harken back to Goebbels. You know, you could tell a lie. If you tell a lie once, it's a lie. If you tell it 1,000 times, it's the truth. That is going to be the most dangerous thing. We have to, what we need, and you've talked about it many times, is, I was listening to Norman Goldman from time to time. His show just went off the air.
I know.
We have no, Arkansas. You guys, we cannot get, we're in Los Angeles with no, your show does not air in Los Angeles.
Yes, it does. Now it does. KPFK.
Is it on KPFK?
Mm-hmm. Because from 6 to 7, they run the best of the previous day's show.
Yeah. But it's not live, though, is it?
No.
Right? It's not carried live.
No.
It should be carried live. Why is it not carried live?
Because it's, they're commercial free.
They're non-commercial, and this is a commercial show. So there's some
but FCC regulations. Clear Channel's taking them off. It's taking us off everywhere.
No,
right?
Exactly.
It took him off. Everybody's off. So all the progressive, and I listened to talk radio since 90s.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I noticed it, and they kept dropping off, changing, dropping off, and now they're all right wing. This is the message.
I stole Tom Steyer's wallet last night. It's all going to change now.
Yeah, Bill Clinton is the one who took ATM card away in there. Bill Clinton is the one who took away the equal time rule.
Tom Steyer,
Tom
Steyer put his PIN number in with his ATM card in
just
there.
Just wrote on the back of it so he doesn't forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
But they're not supposed to own that many radio stations either. Where did that law go?
Because they're just conservatives. Disappear. So they are conservatives. They bought all conservative stations. They own all those shows.
Right.
But they're not supposed to own that.
Of course,
many.
They're going to put their show that they own, Rush Limbaugh, on that station that they own because they keep all the commercial inventory. It's business.
Yeah. And deregulation happened in the mid-90s, and that's when companies could own more than 10 stations across the country. They could they could own eight stations within a single market.
Because they lobbied for it.
But Tim, we're fighting back because we have to. I mean, we have 6 million listeners because our listeners are fucking amazing, and they find us. They find us right on Progressive Voices, on TuneIn, on iHeart app.
On SiriusXM.
Right.
Yeah. On podcasts.
Like
Tim does every day.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tim Russ does the podcast, which is a bargain at twice the price. Commercial-free podcast. Free speech TV, whatever. But yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right, and it's a fight we've been fighting for a long time.
Yeah, we got to get the message, got to get the word out.
That's right.
Yeah, because you're right. We have, like, you know, it's like John Edwards would say, like two Americas. It's not just two Americas. It's like two completely different sets of facts. Except theirs are not facts.
It's two worlds. It is.
On Fox News, there's three Mexicos apparently.
Yes. Did you see that? They're
Chiron. They said three Mexican countries.
Three Mexican. Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Immigrants from three Mexican countries.
Surprised they didn't say it was the Nina, the Pina, and the Santa Maria.
Exactly. Thank you. Those are the three Mexican countries. You will be tested. You do have to know this. But yeah, you also said about the Coast Guard lieutenant who was about to go on a killing spree but was caught first. You said once again a Trump cultist was planning to kill reporters and liberal Dems. All those Trump demonizes, he was stopped before doing any harm. We need to declare Trump and his cultist followers a national emergency. Maybe we can put up a wall between us and them. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, what do you do? Do you heal this or do you just go, get fuck all y'alls? Like, how do we just go, you know?
We have the majority on our side.
Yeah.
We do have the majority, thank God, because we'd really be screwed if we had, you know, it was only us 29% and them 60-something. We have the majority of people on our side. So it is about all of us still fighting for what we, you know, we know is right, fighting for, you know, getting the, as it were,
right,
our country back. Because that's exactly what has happened. It's been taken, and we need to get it back.
Yep.
And once we get it back, we will have the majority. We just have to stay on top of things.
We got
to
flood the zones,
You cannot hand over power. They're done. The Republicans are done. Their credibility is gone. They are finished. They are done. As a matter of fact, you know, to me, if they ever, ever say a single word about anything a Democrat does ever again, the response should carte blanche be across, go sit in the corner with your dunce cap on and shut up.
Yeah.
Do not say a fucking word.
That's why
not
this
a fucking
Biden
word
stuff,
anymore.
You're like, really?
Done,
you're going to, President Pussy Grabber's in office. And
oh, yeah.
You're going to,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Joe
really?
Biden.
And he's complaining about Joe Biden.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't have any credibility. They have none. It's over. It's done.
Yeah,
and that needs to be also, you know, a staple.
And I'm sick of the two sets of rules. Oh my God, Travis, I haven't said this on the regular show yet, but I just was thinking about it today because there's this new biography out, you know, that about Barbara Bush, that she almost committed suicide because George H.W. had an affair for like 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I thought, there's just a difference in, first of all, how the media has operated. But you go, like, you would think that Bill Clinton's the only person that's ever fooled around. And George Bush, up until he died, was notoriously handsy with women.
Yeah.
It was grabbing their ass. I mean, full ass.
David Copperfield.
Yeah.
Yeah. During photo ops. But I mean, and you look at Bill Barr's back now. Obviously, George H.W. Bush, they said he was about to be indicted or impeached over Iran-Contra, and Bill Barr's the one that made that go away.
Yep.
So you go, isn't it interesting how, you know, because we had a funeral, and of course, compared to Donald Trump, you're like, oh, George H.W. Bush was... But you like look at the reality of George H.W. Bush. Like you go, like, are Republicans really different? Or do we just know more about Trump?
Well, obviously, since he's blabbing about it on
everywhere
and stuff. I mean, yeah, guy. Yes, we know more, a whole lot about it. We know about it. Apparently, you know, his cultist followers. And make no mistake, the word is cultist. They are cults. That is a cult. That is a cult by every definition of the word. And a cultist or conspiracy theorist, you cannot talk to them. You cannot. They just had a thing the other day where the guy was interviewing, was a host of one of the shows, was interviewing a focus group of Trump followers. And when they started spouting their nonsense, he said, well, here's the actual fact about that. And do you understand that that's not really real? And that's just a right over there.
Yeah.
There's not,
matter.
It is not going.
They're like, nope. They're like, Google it. You can see it online.
I think Stacey Abrams ran on the, you know, on the platform that, you know, hey, I don't, that's not who I'm trying to get to vote for me.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it. I dare say we have to use Romney's 48%. there's 29% of people that are simply not going
to
do
it. I've said that. I'm like,
not
people
in a million years.
People
Forget
use
it.
The N-word. I don't need to.
Yeah.
I don't need to know how I get them back.
We don't care. I don't care. They can get. They can. When the train's left the station and they're standing there at the platform wondering what happened, you know.
Yeah.
You be said, them.
You no. tweeted, yes, of course, whenever it's a white Christian mass murderer, they're crazy, mentally ill, lone wolves. But whenever it's a minority, oh, my God, they're terrorists, radical and this and that. You guys need another playbook. You no longer have credibility nor standing in anything.
No.
And then we're talking about, like, what's going to happen if he gets impeached, if he resigned, if he, who knows, right? Or just gets defeated, right?
Right? You said what, he's not going to go.
Yeah. You said, how would a civil war perpetrated by Trump cultists play out exactly? Their bird sanctuary office takeover didn't work out so well. Would they just start shooting people randomly, take over shopping malls, marching their with their guns on Capitol Hill? I mean...
Seriously, how would that look? How is that going to actually manifest itself? Are they just going to have a demonstration in the street and throw their guns up and down and shoot them in the air? I don't know. How would that actually look as a civil war, quote unquote? It's impossible. Most of that is nonsense. And here's what I say, you know, which is strange to me. The Republicans and even the idiot in charge worry about their cultists. First of all, say what you will. Say there's a wall there. Say there's not a wall. Say I'm not going to build a wall. Screw the wall. Say, you know, I'm going to pass this, health care, this, that. Who cares? The Republicans are worried about what? Who are they going to vote for other than Republicans? Right. They're never going to vote for us. So whoever they have, they would still vote Republican.
Yeah.
Think about it for a second. They're never. Trump could say whatever he wants to his cultists.
Yeah.
They're going to believe it, right? We've already established that.
Absolutely.
So he could literally quote every progressive platform that we have and want to push for it, and those idiots would still come along.
Yes.
They would come along. They'd be cheering with the MAGA hats and doing whatever because they don't know any better.
Yeah.
And he could do whatever he wants. And the Republican Party could do the same.
Yeah.
They're worried about crossing him and crossing his followers. Where else are they going to go?
Yeah. I think we can outrun some people on scooters, but okay.
But you know, I mean, it's
oh, it's the Walmart invasion. Run.
They can't go anywhere else. They're not going anywhere.
See, and you, because you are a sexy liberal, you care, Tim Ross, about, you tweeted, the cost of insulin charged to Congress's Medicare program has gone up 585% over the last 15 years, anyone paying attention. And, you know. A lot of Trumpers need that insulin, hate to say it.
And not to mention that, a whole bunch of other drugs as well.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's you know, Big Pharma, who has, I'm so glad they just recently, you know, put a lawsuit against these people for flooding the market with Oxycontin and Codeine for that time.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, that stuff is actually based on a prescription drug that was in the 1920s. Pure heroin is what that is. And they simply put a time release in it to change the patent so they could sell it again under their brand. Mm-hmm. That is what that crap is. It's pure heroin. And
Rush Limbaugh's housekeeper knows.
Yeah. What? Right. Because, yeah, didn't he get in trouble for...
He did.
Yeah. What? Yes.
He got busted for
it. Yes, he did.
Yeah. Yeah. For having multiple prescriptions of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Doctor shopping.
It is addictive. Almost 90%. You know. So...
Yeah.
You know, and they're the ones that also, of course...
I mean, we're so focused on all the incredible... damage and chaos that Trump causes every day. Isn't that interesting, Tim? We don't even ever talk about things we would talk about in a normal world, about what is the president of the United States actually doing to help anything, any problem in this country? Nothing. The opioid crisis, huge problem. You could list anything and you're like, oh no, he's only doing damage. He's really not trying to help anything.
That is one of the main things he ran on.
Well, it wasn't Kushner supposed to be in charge of that?
Oh, he's in charge of that.
Or I thought Kellyanne Conway was supposed to be in charge of that.
Kushner
I mean,
was
she's
in
like the face of meth.
Travis, that was knee deep right there.
Uh huh.
That was knee deep.
I checked this.
Let me read some more Tim Russ tweets. Because... What'd you say? I'm sorry.
That was knee deep.
What did you say? I missed it.
Oh,
I said Kellyanne's a face of meth.
She is.
Ouch. Ouch! That was. Neat.
I don't know what George needs to fuck her, but something stronger than that, man.
Wow.
Jesus. Wow. Okay. Adam Schiff, you go, man. We are Schiff fans together. You tweeted only a month ago Republicans wanted to investigate Hillary's emails. And...
I'm sorry.
Foundation, while Jared Trump Jr. and Ivanka, neither of whom can get national security clearance, use private email server, WhatsApp, and AOL to conduct foreign policy. Lock them up. It's just, your head's going to explode every day that they ran on national security because Hillary. Okay.
It is the biggest, it is the most profound joke and farce of hypocrisy that I on planet Earth. Mm-hmm. And you're right, every single day, and I said to Travis when it came in the same thing, look, every day I'm faced with this stuff, man. I've got to resist throwing anything at the television screen.
Right.
I'm screaming at it, yelling at it, you know, because
he's somehow in the fucking business of televisions too. You know that, because how many people broke their television because of him? And he's like, I win again. So much winning. I have a stake in Sony and also Mitsubishi.
Oh, when they played the loop of I Alone Can Fix It, you know how long that loop is? Of I Alone Can Fix It was like, I don't know, 30 things.
Yeah.
I Alone. I know more about everything. About everything ever conceived of by humankind since there's been humankind, since
this
civilization.
Is just the biggest, like, con man grift of all. Don't you think that's what history's going to record? That people believe these ridiculous.
He's nothing but a timeshare salesman.
Yeah.
That's all he is.
Yeah, don't disparage timeshare.
Okay.
Tim Russ tweets. Could I have some Tim Russ tweets music? Tim Russ tweets. Only Trump can paint himself into a corner in an Oval Office. Is Ann Coulter president? I just got to spend time with her last weekend. A delight. Maybe Congress should get approval on future legislation from Putin and Fox News before they pass it so they can be certain the president will sign it. Tim Russ writes, impeach him! We all know the Republicans would have impeached Hillary in the first 2 weeks of her presidency for looking sideways. Even if the Senate doesn't vote for it, at least we can make the statement that we support the rule of law and national security. Thank you! That's what I keep fucking saying, Tim Russ. They didn't wait to... They knew they didn't have the votes to convict Bill Clinton for the blowjob.
No,
good
they didn't
God.
Care. They didn't care at all. As a matter of fact, look, my brother, and I argue with him sometimes, he says, well, they can't get the Senate. Yeah, fucking I know they're not going to get the Senate. Look, just put the thing in progress.
Right.
Get
the information out there.
Yeah.
Whether you call them shadow hearings, which Errol Nadler's doing, whether you call it, right.
Just
get the information to the public.
And let them know this is wrong. The biggest thing I have to worry about is if you allow the top person in the country to get away with all of this stuff, man, and do all the wrong and just walk away, how in the hell do you explain to somebody on the street who's breaking into a car, why should they care about breaking into a car? Well, the fucking president just did whatever he wants, and everybody's like,
Do you have kids? I don't have kids. I don't know. What do you say to your kids? Don't fucking do anything that motherfucker does. Is that how you parent in the age of Trump?
Yeah, that's how you parent. Exactly.
Don't say any of that shit. Don't do any of that shit. I'll fucking kill you.
Don't be that. Don't do that.
See that right there? Don't.
Don't. Don't do what he does.
You should just act like Kamala Harris when she's questioning.
What is your deal, Tim Russ? Are you married? Do you have kids?
I do.
Do I have a shot with you at the observatory?
Oh, Stephanie.
He knows you're a lesbian.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
Our love transcends that.
Yes.
She's
right.
She can be your successor.
I do have a daughter.
It's a different frontier.
I do have a daughter. And I have a girlfriend as well. Yes. Sorry.
Another dream has died, Stephanie.
But I will be your friend.
Oh, never. Your hiking buddy.
Suck it. I love that you retweet the same people we do. Sarah Kenzie Orr, who's like hair on fire.
Man, she's awesome.
Like,
she is amazing.
I know, she's amazing and terrifying. And you're just like, oh, I feel so much worse. Thank you.
By the way, did I give you her contact information?
Yeah, we had her on last week while you were gone.
Yeah, no, I meant, does she have her phone number?
Oh.
Who? I don't
Sarah
know.
Kenzie.
Send it to me. Oh, also, what's her name? Joan Van Ark, who we just had last week. It was fantastic. You know, there's people that you don't know are these huge political activists in addition to being amazing actors and people like, you know. That's what I keep saying to him. How can you fucking not be political now? How can you be like, oh, I'm not political. I don't want to talk politics.
You can't.
I'm like, how? What? He's going to fucking. There's a horse in a fucking hospital.
There's a horse
in a goddamn hospital.
Stomping around. I told Travis before we came. I said, yes. How can you not be aware of what's going on? Oh, well, I think that maybe I'm not sure about DeBuca. What are you doing, dude?
It's the same people.
I don't want to lose any fans.
It's the same people that stand in front of a menu that's got four items on it, and it takes them an hour and a half to decide. The same ones that are driving in front of me, and they just stop in the middle of the road. It's that bunch.
You're like, you pick the same fucking thing every time. Just do it.
Just do. Go. It's not the end of the world.
The horse is headed for the incubators.
People now, right, exactly. People now are like, oh, I might vote independent. Maybe I'll vote for the coffee guy.
No.
The horse is heading for the fucking baby incubator.
It's in the hospital. Jiminy. Well, now you don't have a clue. Don't you care?
What the fuck is wrong with you? Yes, you said, I agree. What the fuck? Are we going to let all these people who have conspired against this country and turned their nose up at the rule of law, obstruct justice more than once, grifted us all this time, just goddamn walk away? I just love that. You were just losing your shit.
I lost my...
You were in Spaceballs again going... You were in Spaceballs going, really?
Muller's found some shit.
Muller has not found shit.
I was... That day was not a pretty day, and again because we don't have all the information, we don't know what we don't know what's actually there, and he's busy right now trying to do the the redacting. Yeah. He's got his pen working overtime.
I'm not conspiratorial, but you believe for a minute that they're not redacting incriminating shit?
100%.
I mean, they're fucking flushing the pot down the toilet, motherfuckers. Let's go in, man. SWAT team.
Maybe 100%. They'll do it like that. Remember who was it, the attorneys for someone recently where they. They just did it in PDF form, but if you just select it all and highlight it, you could read everything?
Yes.
Maybe Barr will do something like that. Maybe Barr doesn't know what he's doing. Oops.
Well,
Patriot has to leap that motherfucker, man. We need all of it.
We need to demand it. It's that simple. Yeah. We have to demand that we get that all the information. And quite frankly, between the candidates and our Congress, all right, you guys have got to get up and put the boxing gloves on, man. We got to get into the trenches with these people. We have to... This is war, and I've said it before.
Where's
this
my Rocky war. Music, Sean?
It's war, man. It's the battle.
You know what? You're Mick. You're Mick from Rocky.
From Rocky.
Yeah. And you got to fight.
That's it.
What? Right.
You don't know this one either.
We're just Apollo Creed. We're Apollo Creed. We're going to get killed by the fucking Russian guy.
Yeah.
And we got to fucking, you know what? You got to eat thunder, and you got to crap lightning, Tim Ross.
Crap lightning.
What? Wait, did I do that wrong? You have to eat. Something. I don't know.
There's all right, it's a commercial coming. Before the theme.
Oh, of course there is. Okay.
There we go. Oh, man, that's it. There it is.
Mick! Mick! Yeah. Get out of here, crap lightning!
I think Mick said rock.
Rock!
Yes. Because you're playing Mick.
I don't know who I'm playing.
You're playing Burgess Meredith right there.
Burgess Meredith.
Yes.
Yeah.
America is saying, yeah. Ain't gonna be no rematch. Okay, that's not okay.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Really?
America's Apollo Creed. We're about to get killed by the Russian Dolph Lundgren. Wake the fuck up, people. What?
But I just
did. You just do a Wookiee? What
no,
was that?
What I don't understand is what. When Putin can stand on the stage in Helsinki and the entire world.
Yes.
When he actually answered that question, man, I almost fell out of my chair. Again, I had to rewind I had to rewind it. Mm-hmm. I had to play it back. What was that? What did he say? I literally did. He said, yeah, they asked him point blank. And he said, yes, I had my officials help him get elected so that we'd have a better relationship with Russia and the United States. He actually said that.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Actually,
he said, Yes, I did.
I instructed my officials.
Yes, I did.
And those are all the people that some have been indicted.
He said, da, da.
Da, da. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And then I sat back and said, well, okay, where's the alarm bells? Where's the...
What
where's
the fuck? Where's the
where's
air raid
the cavalry?
Siren?
Where's what? The, where's the Air Force? Where's the... What the hell's going on, man? Did anybody hear that?
We gotta put them out the airlock. Wait, now I'm mixing my Mary McDonald.
What?
What? They
had airlocks in Star Trek.
Oh, yes,
we did.
And Star Wars.
Can we put the traitors out the airlock?
Yeah. Anytime you're in space, you gotta have an airlock. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, let's do it.
So even Battlestar Galactica has.
Yeah,
right.
Even Galactica.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Although we could. We're getting close to being able to staff our own starship.
Yeah. So wait, America is Apollo Creed. Am I getting that right? We're Apollo Creed. We're about to be killed by the
Russian. Yes, by the Russian. Yes, we're about to be killed.
And Rocky's like, or something, right?
This you're trying to make this
metaphor
work.
Wait, Mick's already dead. Okay, my point is, Tim Russ tweeted, Kate Mulgrew, who was the captain on Star Trek Voyager, was included as an intern in the Trump Economic Report.
Yes.
She's a big AOC fan, as you are, as we are. All the worlds are colliding, right?
Whoa, on the AOC, she is absolutely insane.
Right, yes. I love you giving it to the Republicans. This is war flat out. We cannot give an inch. You said, I read the story about your father watching Star Trek Voyager before he passed. It was profoundly touching.
That was Stacey Abrams, wasn't it?
Yes.
That was Stacey Abrams.
I'm sorry, I thought, well, it's at AOC, Keep It Up Alexandria,
there was one that, both of them had something to do with the Star Trek issue, and one of them was when their father was watching, before he passed away. Aww. And I think that was AOC.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, that is so cool. Well, I wish it was 5 years later that she could run.
Yeah. I know. I swear to God, I fucking Googled. I'm like, is she too young to run?
She is by five years.
I'm like, yes, she is.
She could go in the next 2024. She could run.
Don't you think she's going to be president? I had that same feeling when I saw Obama speak. Remember that speech?
Mm-hmm.
Blue states and the red states. My hair stood up. I was in a hotel in New York by myself, and I was like, oh. And I called a friend. I'm like, this is going to be the first black president.
Nature repeats itself only once in a while. And that was another. On the other side of the spectrum, Obama was a repeat. He is the only, it's just they jump. It's jumps from here. I still looked at some footage of JFK not long ago. Again, you listen to that. Listen to that man speak. Listen to what he says. And that's a president.
Yes.
That's a leader.
Yeah.
That's somebody who, my God, it's amazing. You listen to Obama speeches, and AOC is just fire and brimstone.
Oh, my God.
That you feel that way about
fire and brimstone.
I'm an old fucking bitter bitch that works my And she inspires me. She inspires me to believe
absolutely
that we can do better.
Absolutely.
That we can do big things again.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, oh, I'm shit.
I'm the biggest cynic on the planet, man. But when she talks, she does not sound like a politician. She sounds like a fighter. She sounds like an activist, like a leader, like somebody who's got it on the, is just going to go for it. And that's what we need. It doesn't have to be, her idea or like Klobuchar said the other day, she liked Harris's idea.
Yes.
Harris had an idea.
I just met Kamala. I really do think she has some of that Obama magic. A little bit.
And I love Warren, man.
I love Elizabeth
Warren. Warren has got she's got the track record. She's got the pedigree.
Yeah.
My only concern is that we have to, the schoolyard bully has got to be punched in the nose, man.
Yep.
You got to punch him in the nose. And I'm sorry. And it's a metaphor.
You know what it is? Biff has to be punched in the nose by Apollo Creed.
That's right. Apollo Creed.
What?
And then when they go back into the future, they meet their former self in another parallel universe. And then when they come back to the present, they completely change into something else.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So Rocky has to punch Biff in the nose.
And in the past.
Commander Tuvok Janeway has to help.
Has to help bring them to the future.
Captain Hepburn fight the Fox lasers.
And the holographic incoming doctor
comes in.
Incoming propaganda. Yeah. help! Commander, go back.
I'm having such nerd continuity issues right now. It's not right.
Yeah.
The holographic doctor was in Voyager. Robert Picardo.
Yes, he was. But yes.
No.
Captain, go back. We may be gone. I need to get on you and ride.
That's like Catherine Janeway when she's 78.
Listen, I've done the best I can do here. Tim Russ is, look at him. Get your face up in it. Handsome, romantic, amazing actor, amazing singer, amazing political activist, Twitter god.
You've got a movie out right now too, don't you?
Just put a film out. Yeah, I was directed a project that was just released.
Where can people find
Junkie? It's going to be out this summer. In digital platforms and also across the country in stores also.
Cool.
Coming up.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And where we can follow you at?
TimRussWebpage.com.
Okay.
I'm forgetting all about the girlfriend and the child. Just moving on with my night and my fantasy.
And he would also make you carry the telescopes up to
yes,
observatory.
Yes, absolutely.
I'll carry the telescopes up to the
observatory. Come on up. Come on
Let's
up.
Let's do it, nerd.
At what time?
Let's do it, nerd. Let's have a nerdgasm, man. Happy, happy hour. Tim Russ, everybody.
Thank you very much. My pleasure. Thanks, guys. Thank you.